WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Back on U.S. soil, American Mark Fogel, the English teacher, was freed by Russia on Tuesday in unspecified exchange. Fogel had been in prison since 2021 on a marijuana conviction. He said it was prescribed by a physician, but marijuana is forbidden in Russia. In the diplomatic reception room at the White House, he talked about being in Russian prison.
In a prison that had me in hospitals for more than 100 days, I was given more than 400 injections. In that time.
Unknown what was in those injections. The Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court refused to immediately overturn a lower judge's order requiring the administration to release billions of dollars in federal grants and loans that remain frozen even after a ruling that blocked the funding pause. California's insurance department says the plan that covers homeowners who can't get private coverage needs $1 billion to pay out wildfire claims. This is ABC News. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are in Scottsdale, Arizona, in the wake of Monday's crash of an arriving business jet into a parked business jet on the ground.
Early indications are the Learjet, owned by Motley Crue singer Vince Neil, had a landing gear malfunction when it touched down in Scottsdale, losing its landing gear. Surveillance video shows it skidding off the runway and slamming into a parked Gulfstream jet. The Learjet had two pilots and two passengers on board. One of the pilots was killed. The NTSB is now investigating what went wrong as the Learjet's landing gear touched down on the runway. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At the Mayville, New York trial of Hadi Mattar, author Salman Rushdie testified in graphic detail about the knife attack that left him blind in one eye. It was the first time the 77-year-old and his accused attacker were in the same room since the attack in 2022. Rushdie recalled being in pain and shock and an enormous amount of blood. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bucks drop one to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Giannis still out with that calf muscle injury. Damian Lillard scored 38, and the new guy, Kyle Kuzma, added 21 points in the loss. Still, he says it's better than being with the Wizards, that had only 8 wins on the season at the time he was traded to Milwaukee.
It's just a different brand of basketball, you know what I mean? And I think that over here, obviously, like, possession by possession matters. Trying to finish out the break strong matters. I think that's just the only real difference.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers faced number 7th ranked Purdue in Indiana on Saturday at noon. The Badgers now ranked 16th in the nation after a string of wins. That's 2 better than Marquette, who dropped to 18th in the nation. They're at home tonight at Fiserv Forum against DePaul, trying to snap that 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire, really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, cloudy skies, areas of snow moving in, temperatures dropping to the mid-single digits. Overnight snow accumulations will be under an inch. However, Wednesday, winter weather advisory in effect for 2 to 4 inches of snowfall. It's 12 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Coming up on the next show, we'll talk with Flack and the campaign for lead-free water before discussing immigration in the city of Milwaukee with Mayor Cavalier Johnson and getting organized with Dr. Robert Craig.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Tuesday to you. They think they are free, but for how long? Thoughts on freedom and, how governments fall. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, is anyone surprised that Trump has paused the law prohibiting the bribing of foreign officials? Who's going to stand up to this and who benefits? I have a story to tell you about that. Also, federal workers who protected the security of our elections have been put on leave. Huh. I wonder why. And Senate Democrats launch a new whistleblower portal to expose Trump's lawlessness. Is it going to help? We'll talk about all those things in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, PBS caves to Trump and closes their DEI program. I have doubts that this is going to help them. Brendan Carr is coming after them. We'll talk about that in the second hour. Also in the second hour, Morgan J. Freeman, just posted on his social media accounts, both on X and on Blue Sky, that Anthem Blue Shield Blue Cross just denied his cancer follow-up. Yeah, great stuff. We'll talk about that. And Google removes Pride Month, Black History Month, Holocaust Remembrance Day, and a few other holidays because, Trump basically says you can't talk about black people and gay people and the Holocaust and Jews. I mean, shame on Google. And also in our second hour, reality check alert. The lies just keep coming. We're debunking a few of them here. In the third hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Alex Lawson, is going to drop by with a call for protecting the integrity of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid following reports that Dodgy has accessed the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and intends to go after Social Security next. And Donald Trump to the IRS, stop investigating those rich tax cheats and instead go catch some brown people who are here without authorization. Yeah, all that in the third hour. So a lot to talk about today. I want to start out, though, with my op-ed today, the Hartman Report Daily Take, hartmanreport.com. They think they are free, but for how long? And, what got me going on this was this new poll that just came out from CBS News, finding that roughly two-thirds of Americans approve of Donald Trump's actions so far and refer to him using the following four words, tough, energetic, focused, and effective. They think they are free. I mean, white people approving of Trump's actions to marginalize minorities, gut the federal government, attack and sue media outlets and reporters. White people who think that stuff is going to help them, in some small marginal ways, they may be right. I mean, a return of white supremacy and the marginalization of women in the workplace and in politics, for example, may produce some small benefits for some small number of white men. But there's a huge price to be paid for this in terms of what we used to refer to as freedom. I mean, Trump is going to have to do some serious stuff to reverse 100 years of progress on civil rights, women's rights, workers' rights. And he's going to eventually have to confront pushback from those groups.
He's going to have to deny working people their right to organize unions or even be in unions. I mean, he tried this with his last administration when he put Eugene Scalia and, you know, Antonin Scalia's son, the right-wing lawyer who, you know, helps out with the union busting, if my understanding of the reports are correct, as Secretary of Labor. And, you know, same thing this time around. I mean, he's got another anti-labor secretary. He's going to have to restrict the ability of poor and middle-class people to rise above their economic stations through education by keeping education, higher education, obscenely expensive. All of those things eventually harm the middle class, and he's already started on every one of them, but it gets worse than that. I mean, as our freedoms are taken away and our government is turned into a one-party state, governance that assists the majority of the people begins to vanish. The freedom of speech goes away. Eventually, society basically turns cold as Trump's authoritarianism hardens the national zeitgeist. Here's some examples of what he's already done. Politicians can only advance or even hold on to their offices if they unceasingly praise dear leader Trump. And now they've even taken this to FBI agents who have to, it won't get hired unless they say that, you know, on this form that January 6th was an inside job, the 2020 election was stolen from Trump, and the real patriots on January 6th were the rioters who killed police officers, not the police or politicians. Members of the media are facing life-destroying lawsuits if they criticize Trump or point out his successful prosecution for sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll. Those who support Trump no matter what get elevated, you know, in the press sections of the White House and the Pentagon. And legitimate mainstream media who might occasionally question him get kicked out. Wealthy oligarchs who support our dear leader get tax breaks, government contracts, and special legislation giving them immunities, and see the federal agencies that once regulated them gutted. Judges, prosecutors, and reporters who challenge or expose dear leader's criminality are doxxed, threatened, and attacked on social media, making their lives both miserable and dangerous. Now, we know how this usually turns out because we've seen this movie before. In the last 30, 40, 50 years, Putin's Russia, Orban's Hungary, Duterte's Philippines, Pinochet's Chile, Bukele's El Salvador, El Sisi's Egypt, Erdogan's Turkey, Chavez's Venezuela, Lukashenko's Belarus, Ortega's Nicaragua, Prayut's Thailand, Saeed's Tunisia, Modi's India. I mean, you know, we've seen this shift toward authoritarianism in all these countries. And almost a century ago, we saw it played out for the first time in modern history in Spain, Japan, Italy, and Germany. Back in the day, a fellow by the name of Milton Mayer, he was an American Jew of German ancestry. He was a brilliant writer. He worked for one of the major Chicago newspapers. I believe it was the Chicago Sun. But don't quote me on that. He went to Germany 7 years after Hitler's fall and befriended 10 average Germans, asking each one of them, how did this happen? And he wrote this book, They Thought They Were Free, about it. It was first published in 1955. So, you know, he asked them, doesn't a nation rise up and protest the destruction of its own democracy? Don't people pour into the streets? And this college professor that he interviewed said, you see, one doesn't see exactly where or how to move. Believe me, this is true. Each act, each occasion is worse than the last, but only a little worse. You wait for the next and the next. You wait for the one great shocking occasion, thinking that others, when such a shock comes, will join you in resisting somehow. You don't want to act or even talk alone. You don't want to go out of your way and make trouble. Why not? Well, you're not in the habit of doing it. And it's not just fear of standing alone that restrains you. It's also genuine uncertainty. So Mayer asks him, you know, how do we know? Is there a sudden proclamation by dear leader that the country is now officially fascist? This is what the college professor told him. But of course this isn't the way it happens. In between come all the hundreds of little steps, some of them imperceptible, each of them preparing you not to be shocked by the next. Step C is not so much worse than step B, and if you didn't make a stand at step B, why should you stop at C? And so on to D. And one day, too late, your principles, if you were ever sensible of them, all rush in upon you. The burden of self-deception has grown too heavy. And some minor incident, in my case, it was my little boy, hardly more than a baby, saying, Jews, swine, collapses it all at once. And you see that everything has changed, and change completely under your nose. And yet, Milton Mayer pointed out, everything seems normal. After all, Dear Leader isn't coming after the people who don't challenge him. I mean, if you work your job, if you watch football, if you listen to music, if you ignore the news and don't speak out, everything seems fine. Dear Leader even gets high levels of popularity. In 1938, Adolf Hitler was the most popular politician in the world. He was on the cover of Time magazine for that. Mayer's professor friend told him that when the Dear Leader finally seizes control of all the levers of power, from political to economic to spiritual, everything changes, but everything also stays the same. Quote, the world you live in, your nation, your people, is not the world you were in at all. The forms are all there, all untouched, all reassuring. The houses, the shops, the jobs, the mealtimes, the visits, the concerts, the cinema, the holidays. But the spirit, which you never noticed because you made the lifelong mistake of identifying it with the forms, is changed. Now you live in a world of hate and fear, and the people who hate and fear do not even know it themselves. When everyone is transformed, no one is transformed. And now you live in a system which rules without responsibility, even to God. So here we are. Milton Mayer's professor friend said, how is this to be avoided among ordinary men, even highly educated ordinary men? And Milton Mayer had to answer, frankly, I don't know. Well, that was 1954. This is 2025. We now know. Trump's followers think that they're free. They're not. They're going to eventually discover this high price they're paying for his growing authoritarianism. Fascism, with its promises of efficiency and order and privileges for the racial majority, is, you know, often popular at its early stages. By the time people figure out the scam, it's typically too late. So what do we do? Well, reach out to your elected representatives and demand resistance. Join movements like indivisible.org. Subscribe to independent media. Make a donation if you can. If you can't, call them to say thanks to politicians whenever they publicly challenge the regime. Raise hell on social media. Show up in the streets. Talk to relatives, neighbors, friends, coworkers, and acquaintances. Speak out. Be bold and brave. I mean, tragically, a series of missteps by both Democrats and our media have brought us to this moment. And the question for today is, will we stop this assault on our democracy before it's too late? And to a large extent, the answer to that question is up to you and me. Speak out. Get active. Tag your it. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Anyone surprised that Donald Trump just paused the law that says it's illegal to bribe foreign countries for business deals? This is strange stuff. Stay tuned. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. We've cleaned up our diets. We've removed the harsh chemicals from our homes. So why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD out there. It's from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, and even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite products are their sleep products. Once you try them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies to straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 20% off with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com and the promo code Tom for 20% off everything, including their sleep products. cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's cbdistillery.com, 20% off with the code Tom, T-H-O-M.
A strong hand to guide them. A savior alive. They whisper the slogans, they chant with the crowd. But don't raise a question, don't think it too loud. Step by step, the lines start to blur. Truth fades to static, justice deferred. Screens. They think they are free, but for how long? When silence is safety, and right is now wrong. The cages are built all at once in a day. You wake up too late when there's nowhere to
Mueller, Donald Trump signed an order pausing enforcement of a law called the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, the FCPA. And this is a real problem, what he's doing here. I mean, you know, embracing Rod Blagojevich and Eric Adams, two corrupt Democrats, and saying, okay, everything's good with you guys. He's just embracing corruption. 30 years ago or thereabouts, I was working for an international relief agency, Salem International. And we went, myself and Horst von Heyer, we went to Haiti to talk about, you know, acquiring some property there, some land there, to run a program, a relief program, you know, for extremely impoverished people. And we met with the minister. I forget his actual title, but he was kind of the equivalent of the Home Secretary or the Secretary of State. You know, the guy who deals with other governments and things like that. And a very friendly guy. And, you know, in his office in the Capitol building there. I think it was in Port-au-Prince. And the first thing he asked us for was a bribe. And we just had to say, I'm sorry, we don't pay bribes. You know, we operate in countries all over the world, mostly third world countries. But, you know, we don't pay bribes. And he was like, then you can't do your work here in Haiti. And, you know, we will stop you. And by ending the law again, now, this was a German organization, so they weren't covered by this American law. Now, if we had been an American charity, I could have simply said, I'm sorry, I'm an American. I can't by law do this. Now, do you want our help or not? But now, every tin pot dictator in the world is going to be saying to every business, you know, they're going to be saying to Coca-Cola and to Ford Motor Company and whatever, hey, you want to sell your cars? You want to sell your soft drinks? You want to sell your pharmaceuticals in our country? Grease my palm. And now that it's no longer illegal to do that, these companies are going to start doing it, which means that the companies that don't do it are putting their executives' lives in danger. And, you know, certainly the integrity of their operations. This is absolutely criminal. I mean, this law was passed back in 1977, and it makes it illegal for American companies to pay bribes to do business in other countries, and vice versa, for other countries or other companies to pay bribes to do business here. And Trump just shut this down?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It makes you wonder which countries Don Jr. and Eric want to bribe in order to get Trump Hotel.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be, and all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Back on U.S. soil, American Mark Fogel, the English teacher, was freed by Russia on Tuesday in unspecified exchange. Fogel had been in prison since 2021 on a marijuana conviction. He said it was prescribed by a physician, but marijuana is forbidden in Russia. In the diplomatic reception room at the White House, he talked about being in Russian prison.
In a prison that had me in hospitals for more than 100 days, I was given more than 400 injections. In that time.
Unknown what was in those injections. The Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court refused to immediately overturn a lower judge's order requiring the administration to release billions of dollars in federal grants and loans that remain frozen even after a ruling that blocked the funding pause. California's insurance department says the plan that covers homeowners who can't get private coverage needs $1 billion to pay out wildfire claims. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol, who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks drop one to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Giannis still out with that calf muscle injury. Damian Lillard scored 38. And the new guy, Kyle Kuzma, added 21 points in the loss. Still, he says it's better than being with the Wizards that had only 8 wins on the season at the time he was traded to Milwaukee.
It's just a different brand of basketball, you know what I mean? And I think that over here, obviously, like, possession by possession matters. Trying to finish out the break strong matters. I think that's just the only real difference.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers faced number 7th-ranked Purdue in Indiana on Saturday at noon. The Badgers now ranked 16th in the nation after a string of wins. That's 2 better than Marquette, who dropped to 18th in the nation. They're at home tonight at Fiserv Forum against DePaul, trying to snap that 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, cloudy skies, areas of snow moving in, temperatures dropping to the mid-single digits. Overnight snow accumulations will be under an inch. However, Wednesday, winter weather advisory in effect for 2 to 4 inches of snowfall. It's 12 at our studios.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number two to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
It's a travesty. Welcome to Trump's Wrecking Crew, where the rich get richer and we get screwed. No law, no truth, no democracy, just greed, corruption, and hypocrisy.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Just two quick stories here, and then I'll pick up your calls. The U.S. Cyber Agency. Now, this was created during the Obama administration because Russia was interfering in our election so aggressively. And, you know, so little was being done about it by our social media companies that, you know, we created this U.S. Cyber and Infrastructure Security Agency. Now, their job wasn't just to oversee our elections. The U.S. Cyber and Infrastructure Agency also protects the nation's critical infrastructure. I wrote about this in The Hidden History of Big Brother, how Russia and China were actually inside our dams and our nuclear power plants. And the Russians cut off a dam hoping to flood a downstream area as apparently as a test, but they got the wrong dam. It's an interesting story. It's, like I said, it's in the book. You know, that this is what the cybersecurity agency does, is it looks for infrastructure, dams, nuclear power plants, banks, and voting systems. And this is CISA, is the cyber agency. And Trump just shut it down. He just put all the staffers on leave. State election officials of both parties have defended CISA's work to help secure election offices. Kentucky Secretary of State Michael Adams, a Republican, said the agency's work has been particularly valuable for county clerks in his state. Trump and his allies remain angry that CISA, this agency, said that there was no hacking from external sources of the 2020 election. In other words, the 2020 election wasn't stolen. And so he's shutting it down. Insane. Meanwhile, Democrats in the Senate have launched a new website, a whistleblower portal, to expose Trump's lawlessness. And this is pretty cool stuff. In fact, while I'm doing this, let me see if I can get the actual portal URL here. But this is here we go. It's democrats.senate.gov/whistleblowers. And it's a form you fill out, you know, first name, last name, organization, email, phone number, nature of complaint, retaliation, wasteful spending, fraud, criminal activity, other agency or organization involved. Please explain your whistleblower complaint. And boom, it goes off to the Senate Democrats. Chuck Schumer and Gary Peters wrote to federal employees telling them about the new portal. You know, and they noted, as Senate Republicans refuse to fulfill their constitutional duty to provide a check on the executive branch, Senate Democrats remain steadfast in our commitment to uncovering the truth. Now, Trump has fired nearly a third of all the inspectors general, the people who are supposed to uncover waste, fraud, and abuse. So, you know, here we are, the waste, fraud, and abuse paradise of the world. This is a good step. It's a good step in the right direction. So what's on your mind? Andy in Wilmington, Delaware. Hey, Andy, what's up?
Great to talk to you, Tom. I'll get right to it. I'm going to talk about tariffs, the implication of the tariffs on steel and aluminum. But I just want to start by saying I think it's currently we have about a 4% unemployment rate in this country. Am I close on that?
It was exactly 4% last month, yeah.
Okay, which is considered full employment by most economists.
Yeah, typically anything between 3% and 4% is full employment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, Trump puts tariffs on these metals that we import, steel and aluminum, with the intention of creating American jobs, I think. But what the result of that is going to be is it takes a long time to ramp up capacity to replace that steel aluminum. And I want to ask you, do you know, do we have the capacity to replace our imports of steel and aluminum to manufacture them at this point?
I don't believe so, but and what you're pointing out, Andy, is why if you're going to put on tariffs, you should do it gradually, and you should do it through Congress, not just through executive order, so it can't be reversed by the next guy, so that the steel companies who are looking at the cost of, you know, hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars to build new steel plants know that in 4 years the rug isn't going to get pulled out from under them when the administration changes.
Exactly my point, Tom. So the result of this action is, without a doubt, it's going to be inflationary.
Oh, yeah.
Because what will happen is everybody's going to be nervous. Who's going to build a new steel plant if they don't know what's going to be happening in the next 4 years or so? So we're just going to suck it up, pay the extra money, and keep importing. And this is what happens when you do a knee-jerk sort of tariff policy where you don't – it's not thoughtful. You're not thinking about, well, how are we going to pick up the slack here? And number one, we're – even if we do pick up the slack and manufacture here in the United States, we can't do it cheaper. It's going to be more money.
Yeah.
And also, the reason I mentioned 4% unemployment is because they consider that full employment, because when there's that many, those few jobs, there's plenty of people working. Employers need to have a pool of employable people, and that's what that 4% is. So if we're at 4% unemployment, we got a lot of people working, and they need to have that extra small pool of folks to fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
It's just such a bad idea out of so many bad ideas.
No, I totally get it, and I'm a fan of tariffs, but this is not how you do them. And I've been advocating tariffs for years and years and years. But again, Trump is doing it stupidly, as he often does, so many other things. And
amen.
I believe. Yeah, I mean, you know, Trump inherited an extraordinarily powerful economy in 2017 when he first became president, and then he destroyed it when he left office. We were in a depression or a recession, almost as bad as the Great Depression, the Republican Great Depression. And now he's, for the second time, has inherited a rip-roaring economy. And I predict that by the end of his term, 4 years from now, our economy is going to be in the crapper. But we'll see. We'll see. Andy, I think we're going to see a serious recession probably within the next 6 months. But, time will tell. Andy, thank you for the call. And let's just add, by the way, the billionaires love recessions. Because during recessions, particularly deep recessions, particularly really bad, like major market crashes, because what that does is it increases unemployment, which then causes average working people who all have 401ks, not all, but, who have 401ks now, to dump their stocks at a loss so that the billionaires who are always sitting on piles of cash can buy that stock. They don't care if the market goes down. It's a buying opportunity. I've documented this several times at Hartman Report that the 1930s, the 1950s, the 1970s, the 1980s, each one of those serious recessions were times when the billionaire class made the most money. They make more money during recessions than they do during, normal economic times. So they want the market to crash, in my opinion. And
hey,
we'll see.
Hey, Tom, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Watch what happens to the burned up real estate in Southern California.
As a leading indicator or a bellwether of what?
Of huge amounts of properties being purchased by huge corporations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this will be another golden opportunity for Wall Street. I mean, it's the equivalent of a market crash. Go in, buy cheap, build houses, turn them into rental units, and make a fortune. Yeah, I think you're right, Andy. Andy, thanks for the call. Matt in Seattle. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, Tom, longtime listener. You've been a great spot on my dial since the Air America days.
Well, thank you.
First-time caller.
Thank you.
I am calling because, as you always say, we mustn't give in to despair. I don't think you coined that, but you always say
it. No, I stole it from Bernie.
It's really important. You're probably familiar with the phone app Nextdoor. It's pretty popular among communities around. And I cannot tell you how many times I see people posting, why are there no local protests? Why, where are the activists? Mm. Where are the signs? Mm. And I fear that we've, even activists such as myself and my wife and everybody I know and hang out with, we're falling into our silos through our phones and through the internet, and the grassroots organic stuff just isn't happening out there.
Yeah, the charge you used to get out of showing up in the streets is now being discharged by posting on social media, giving people the feeling, yes, that they've done something when, in fact, you know, they really haven't. And particularly if they post, exactly, on Facebook or Twitter or X, you know, it doesn't even get, you know, a fraction of the viewership it would get if it was a right-wing post, because they've tilted, right, their algorithms.
Right. So we're preaching to the choir at this point. Yeah. And while that doesn't hurt, I don't think it helps enough.
Yeah.
So
what's your solution?
My solution is, I was up late last night just consternating, just worried about what's happening to our country. It's such a rapid attack. And another person posted on Nextdoor, basically what I had already mentioned. And I said, well, heck, let's do something about it on a local level. So I'm organizing a gathering at Bergen Place Park every Saturday at noon from this week moving forward.
Cool. In Seattle.
You know, bring your friends, bring your family, make some signs, totally grassroots and completely organic.
Cool. Noon every Saturday in Bergen Place Park, you said?
Bergen Place Park. It's right on Market Street in the heart of Ballard.
Yeah.
At Market and Leary. It's okay, where those big weird mushroom sculptures are.
Okay. All right. Great. In Seattle. Matt, good luck. Yep. Give us a shout from time to time. Let us know how it's going, would you?
You betcha. You'll hear from me again, Tom. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, have a good one.
Keep up
the great work yourself, too. 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son,
I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business, save money and hours every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business, no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. With discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with them for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Go to ShipStation today and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code for your free trial is TOM, T-H-O-M, ShipStation.com. Education, cut it down to size, keep them dumb, keep them blind, feed them AI lies. He ain't building rockets, he ain't building cars, he's buying up laws, playing God with the czars. Bureaucrats fold, pockets getting fatter, while he codes the future, controlling the chatter. What does Musk want? What's he really after? DC's on a leash, bowing to the master. Power ain't enough, he's the puppet caster, flipping the switch on democracy faster. Treasury whisper. There you go, 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
Yes, I just wanted to say that we can't normalize this coup. And, you know, speaking of public broadcasting, I watched the news hour just yesterday, and it was so softball, you know, like, oh, well, we really don't know what's going on, and this is a strong, president, and we just need to see this all work out.
They're terrified of being sued.
And, you know, it's just pathetic because we've spent literally millions and millions, supporting them. I still give to them. But I just wanted to say people need to give to programs like yours. They need to, support Free Speech TV. they need to target, how they spend their money on, I guess, entertainment and also on news. And it's really important because we're in the first stage of the coup. The next stage is where he's going to ignore the courts. And then, you know, I have a question for you. What do we do then? You know, how, I mean, we can get out in the streets, but I'd like to see the Democratic Party literally, you know, physically block things, you know, like we need to save this democracy.
Yeah.
This is, you know, against the rule of law. And if you speak to anybody who, and I'm sure you have, I've known people that have lived through fascist regimes. And, you know, the people like the Proud Boys, they become the brown shirts and the SS, and they go around just beating the crap out of people and killing people. Is this what we want, if, you know, for our children, for our communities? And you're absolutely right. You repeat it and say it many times, and I agree. You have to also get involved more than calling in like I'm doing right now. You have to actually be involved in politics at the community level, which I am and have been nearly all my life. So anyway, that's all.
Yeah. The way I see this playing out. Thank you, John. The way I see this playing out is Donald Trump defies a court order. For example, right now, he's supposed to restore the funding to the National Institutes of Health, right? There's been two court orders to do that. He has not yet done that. So the court then, they can't go after him because the Supreme Court has said that he can break the law as long as it's an official act and it doesn't matter. But he's not the guy who actually writes the checks. He's not the guy who runs the, you know, the Treasury Department. He's not the guy who runs the national, you know, who's the head of the National Institutes of Health. That's some other guy who doesn't have immunity. So then the federal judge goes to that guy, that second, third, fourth level down from Trump, and says, you must write the checks or you are going to be in criminal contempt of court. And at that point, if that guy refuses to write the checks, and the court then orders the Justice Department to have the U.S. Marshals arrest that guy, and the Justice Department, Pam Bondi, refuses to do it, that's when you're in a full-blown constitutional crisis. That's when the government is broken. And I'm fully expecting some kind of a scenario like that to play out. It's probably going to be in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And, you know, all hell is going to break loose, and I don't see how it's going to get resolved. I'm very concerned about this, John. John, thank you for the call. I share your concerns. We'll be back on the other side of the break here in just a moment. PBS has caved to Trump and closed their DEI program. I don't think that's going to help them. Let me tell you what Brendan Carr is up to. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome 24 actor Glenn Morshauer. And joining the show all the way from Sweden, our favorite musical duo, 7,000 Apart. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump welcomed Mark Fogle to the White House. Russia freed the English teacher more than 3 years after he was busted in Moscow with marijuana, he said was for medicinal purposes.
The White House and the president are saying that this is a good faith effort, that this is a good sign that things are progressing in the right direction when it comes to bringing the war in Ukraine to a close. Now, you'll remember that President Trump campaigned on ending the war in Ukraine within 24 hours. Now, that obviously hasn't happened, but Trump has made clear that he sees good progress.
ABC's Selena Wang. The Washington, D.C.-based federal appeals court refused to immediately lift a lower judge's order requiring the administration to release billions of dollars in grants and loans. In Springfield, Illinois, the Sangamon County Council unanimously approved a $10 million settlement with her